For the last few years, I've joyfully served on the Juneteenth Community Celebration Team. This is the fourth year this celebration will take place in DeKalb, Illinois. As a member of the planning team who was raised in this community, it's been amazing to watch this celebration grow and be an inclusive gathering for all those who wish to participate. It's also revelatory to hear all the ignorance and non-support for the event as well. I've heard comments like, this is un-American, this is a DEI ploy, and this is part of a woke agenda. Because of my glass half full nature, I contribute these uninformed comments to a lack of truth and whitewashing taught in American history. On July 4, 1776, when the Declaration of Independence was adopted, this nation declared its independence from Great Britain. Yet chattel slavery for imported Africans was still in full effect. While in the midst of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which declared all enslaved persons within the rebellious states henceforth free, effective January 1, 1863. With no mass communication system, internet, or 21st century technology, the message of freedom traveled slow. On June 19, 1865, almost 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the message of freedom finally reached Galveston Bay, Texas. The newly liberated enslaved people named the day Juneteenth. Juneteenth is American history and should be celebrated by all those who call this nation home. It's a day to reckon with the past and embrace a brighter future. A day this nation moved closer to fulfilling its creed of liberty and justice for all. This is my perspective, and I'm Joe Mitchell.